Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but we are truly grateful, eternally grateful, to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow. Of course, you know Coach Adams is truly biased, but I say it again, wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays, without question, is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share for about 40 minutes in the boardroom with you around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love and we encourage. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. It's time to work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live out your dreams. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a brief, quick moment to invite someone to share in today's programming with you. Invite someone to the show. Send someone a quick email, a quick fax. Old school now, right? Because with social media, you can write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, whoo! Whatever you need to do, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. And we want you to know here on Inspire Media for You and Motivational Mondays, our team, we thank you in advance. We give you a gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. Get your pens, your notepads, your tablets, your laptops, your desktops, smartphones, whatever you need to capture the notes around today's programming. As I mentioned, it's time to shape up and win. But one of the things that I want to share with you, because Coach Adams is so excited that I am able to announce the release of a book project that I am a co-author of, and I love it. I've been doing a soft release, and it's so wonderful and encouraging the positive feedback that I've been receiving. Book sales are starting to soar, and it's so exciting. And I want you, our global listening audience of Motivational Mondays, to be aware that The Change, book number 14, your very own, Coach Adams, your very own Master Motivator Empowerment Coach, has a chapter entitled The Power of Words. And, you know, I talk a lot about the power of words. This is a subject that is very near and dear to my heart. If you would like to get additional information about the book, you want to order the book, you're welcome to email our team at admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. We'll give you all of the details that you need to place your order today. And give it as a gift. It's a wonderful insight into empowerment by various coaches, and one, of course, again, being your very own, Coach Adams. Okay, that's my shameless plug for The Change, book number 14, that I am a co-author participating in. As we move into today's installment of Motivational Mondays, you know, I wanted to encourage you, our global listening audience, through our Shape Up and Win series. As you know, live, we offer 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, and we're taking 4 hours of power with Coach Adams on the road, bringing it to a city near you. So stay tuned about more information associated with that. But on today's broadcast, we wanted to bring you a little taste, because it truly is a season to shape up and win. And I wanted to reconnect those of you who are not familiar with our acronym, our SHAPE acronym, because it's really been a while since we've talked about or given you any insight around this particular subject. And I want you right where you are. I want you to declare that I am a winner. Say it loud, say it strong, and say it like you mean it. I am a winner. I don't hear you. I am a winner. Scream it from the rooftops right where you are. In addition to you being a winner, I want you to say, I am a doer. Declare it. I am a doer. Last but definitely not least, I want you to declare it, scream it from the rooftop, shake the roof off of wherever you are. I am an achiever. I am an achiever. It doesn't matter where you were before you logged on or chimed in today. What you just stated, you spoke it into the atmosphere, and whenever we speak something, we give life to it because of the power of words. Words are vibrations, and when they are released, there's something that starts to happen in the atmosphere, and this is true for negative or positive words, and that's why I wanted you to declare, I am a winner, I am a doer, I am an achiever. We have to begin to speak greater life to our lives. Because before we can actually shape up, we must prepare our minds for the journey. And that's why I had you to declare, even if you don't see it just yet, declaring it by faith, speaking it in the atmosphere, giving life to these words that are powerful. As you begin to allow your mind to hear what you just declared, I am a winner, I am a doer, I am an achiever. Because the battle begins in the mind. We don't achieve things, we don't accomplish things because in our mind, as you often hear me say, and a lot of the principles are universal, often spoken in different ways so that you can see it differently with different connecting points. But what's so significant and important to understand that this battle is in the mind, and the question is often raised, what is your mindset? What is your mindset? You know, when a boxer, a fighter gets in the ring, they start the battle before the battle. They begin to work up to, you know, I'm going to do a TKO. I'm going to do a technical knockout. They start to speak those words and give life to this winning of this fight, winning of the game, achieving the goals, whatever it is. And what is so significantly key is that, and Napoleon Hill, I think, says it best, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, that it will also achieve. And many of us are not achieving because we don't believe that we can. You know, before I became a co-author, and I'll be transparent, as you know, oftentimes Coach Adams enjoys being able to be real with you, as the youth would say, keeping it real. But being transparent with you, wanting you to know that I struggled with the title, and I've struggled actually quite honestly and frankly. I have struggled with various titles that I hold, and I had to literally wrap my brain around, okay, what does this really mean? Because until it actually converted and happened, I didn't have experience in it, like author. This is one of various projects that I'll be associated with. I know that to be true because I have at least two projects in me, independent projects in me. But this is a way to gain the title, author, have something in print, wrap my brain around it. Remember, we're talking about that our mindset is key, and we have to start the battle before the battle, and that battle is preparing our minds for the journey and where we are going. You know, it's so interesting. I saw a post from a very dear sister friend who recently got married. And when I saw her post, she was saying how she observed this couple and she observed this couple before she made the decision to say yes. And what I heard in that is before she said yes, she had to prepare her mind for the journey. whatever that looks like for you, you have to prepare your mind for the journey. Maybe you're struggling with excess weight. I don't know. I speak of that because Coach Adams goes up and down and she battles this herself. In this season, if you haven't seen me for a minute, I may be a little bit more delicious. I don't know. Maybe you're seeing me at a lower weight. I don't know. But it is a battle that is real for me, and so I make this reference often. But when I'm out of discipline, I know what happened. My mindset was not in the right place. And then when I refocus, whoo, I'm like, my trajectory is clear. Bam, I see that target. I'm in the zone. And that's what I want you to understand and to assess. What's your mindset associated with achieving your goals, associated with your vision, which I love to liken to a baby? What is your mindset around you living out your dreams? Because, again, as Napoleon Hill states, whatever the mind of man can conceive, that it will conceive and believe that it will also achieve. And we cannot, the reality is, we cannot do what we cannot see. So if you can't see, author, if you can't see manifesting the vision, if you can't see losing the weight, if you can't see writing your first play, if you can't see creating that project, if you can't see starting that business, whatever it may be, if you can't see it, you will not be able to do it. And that's why you often hear me reference the mindset. The battle is in the mind. This struggle, this tug of war that we have to go through. And it's all based on words. Our mindset has such great power, and it's interesting when we realize that it's based on the words that have been deposited. The I can or I can't words, I can't lose the weight. It's just too great. I can't start the business. It's too big. Or I can do all things. All things are possible. If my mindset is everything is impossible versus possible, then impossible is what I am going to manifest in my life every time because of the words that I'm speaking, and those words are life. So are you telling yourself, I can? Or are you constantly saying, I can't? I won't be able to. My mom wasn't anything, or my dad wasn't anything. I'm not going to be anything. Woe is me. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. I don't have to know the trouble that you've seen, and I'm not making light of whatever the circumstances you may have had to endure and overcome. But what I do know is you are not your past. You have the opportunity every 0 to 5 seconds, and my mentors teach this principle of now, you have the ability every 0 to 5 seconds to establish a new now. Doesn't mean that your past doesn't exist. No, it doesn't mean that. But it means every 0 to 5 seconds you have a new opportunity to start to shift the pages of your story and start to write them in a different way. Whatever your past story is, you can begin to change that by how you write on the canvas of your life today. So I can should be your story versus I can't. Possible versus impossible should become your mantra. If it isn't already, let it start today. You can do it. You have an assignment. It doesn't matter what age you are. I often say this, that as long as we have breath in our bodies, we have an assignment. And as we grow on our journey of life, our assignment may shift and change based on the stage that we may be in, but we have an assignment. There is always a greater cause, a greater purpose, a greater reason for each and every one of our lives. And so I want you to know that this foundation that we are laying today around getting into shape so that we can win, so that we're more equipped to work our vision, whatever that may be. Your vision may be different than my vision. It doesn't matter. We need to be equipped to work that vision and to have the right words spoken into our lives that remind us when things get tough that you can. You're an overcomer. That these things are making you stronger and better if you don't faint, if you don't quit. And again, all of this struggle is in our mind. And so I want you to know that whatever your vision is, it may appear to be too great, but I want to encourage you to know that if it was too great for you with the proper support to be able to achieve it, you would not have been given that vision. So yes, in the natural by yourself, it may appear too great, but I want you to know that there are people in the atmosphere waiting to link up with your vision. And through God's providence, He will position you and bring who you need that will support in driving you to the next level if you continue and stay on the journey. Let's now take a look at our SHAPE acronym, and we'll get through as much as we can today. I definitely want to have some live interaction. I want you to be able to, you know, give some feedback, insight around what you're hearing, ask questions. So we'll get through as much as we can. And next week is a part two of our SHAPE installment. So we'll pick up right where we left off. And I want you to know that this time is for you. Your resident empowerment coach is in session, and I desire to support you, and I want to see you get the results that you desire. I want you to go out of this year feeling better and stronger, being able to say, wow, I accomplished some things. I have some touchstones. I can look back and see what has occurred versus feeling regret and, oh, what's the use? And, you know, just this negativity. I want you to feel, even if it's one thing, I want you to feel good about achieving that one thing. So know that I am here to support you through our full circle of empowerment. And every Monday, if nothing else, tune in to Motivational Mondays. Get some additional empowerment, some additional insight and tools to add to your toolbox that will support you. Don't allow each day of this year to go by with regret. Don't allow each day of this year to go by and you're just existing. Oh, I don't want that for you. I don't want it for me. Don't just exist. Life is meant to be lived, that there would be a vibrancy and abundance Abundance doesn't necessarily always mean money, but it's your mindset. It's the vitality of life. So don't just exist day by day, waiting for your number to be quote-unquote called, and it's the time of your expiration. No, live life to its fullest while you're here, while you have breath in your body. Don't take the breath that you have in your body lightly. You know, my aunt passed last year. She didn't live to see 2018, and for years, just breath was a struggle. She had to have the aid of an oxygen machine for years to breathe. Those things that we take so for granted. She would have loved to have been able to breathe without the oxygen. Trust me, I know this to be true. So the breath that you have in your body, don't waste it. Do something. Allow your life to make a greater impact and have greater significance. All right, let's get into our shape up. Woohoo! It's time to shape up and win. And I just want to remind you of something so key and significant. Every time I hear this, I get excited. Get into our Shape Up acronym here with Motivational Mondays on Inspired Media for You with Coach Adams, as it is time to shape up and win. Our SHAPE acronym is we are developing our shape so that we are more equipped to work our vision, to achieve our goals, and to live out our dreams. So our S in our Shape Up acronym is for strategy. You know, so often many of us want to achieve our goals. We want to see our vision manifested, but we don't have a blueprint. And we're moving around aimlessly without a plan. And we're wondering, why am I not achieving my goals? Why is my vision not being birthed? We don't have any strategies in place. We don't have a plan. We lack the proper blueprint to win. And so I want you to know that in whatever it is, you have to have a plan. You have to put some strategies in place. You can't just say, I want to, but you have not outlined what that looks like, and many of us lack the discipline, and we wonder, okay, well, why am I not doing it? So we have to get clear on what is, as we're talking about our strategies are associated with our goals, and having the appropriate goals and accountability is so key. So simply put, and many of you may be saying, Coach Adams, really? I know what a goal is. But are you doing the fullness of what a goal is? Because many of us fall short because we don't have any goals. We know what they are, but we have not outlined the proper blueprints. We don't have the proper plans and strategies in place so that we can win. Now, if you have it in place, great. Maybe you need to do a little tweaking here and there. So whatever the goal is, let's understand that a goal is a desired result that a person or a system envisions. Remember we said you can't do what you can't see. So this envisioning is so key. Again, it may be writing the book. You have to be able to envision it. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. Stephen Covey speaks about begin with the end in mind. So if it's writing the book, you have to be able to envision it. Sit quietly and close your eyes. Be still and allow yourself to see the end result. Maybe it's losing weight. See your skinnier self. Maybe it's starting a business. See, envision the logo. Envision all of the intimate details of that business. Maybe it's, again, writing a play, a script, whatever that may look like, a song. Maybe you have an invention. Everything starts with our ability to envision. So a goal is a desired result that a person or a system envisions. Not only do you envision it, you plan it out. Again, this goes to our strategies and having a blueprint. And you are committed to achieving it. Many of us have goals, but we don't have a date associated with our goals. A person or an organization desires the end point in some sort or an assumed development. Many people endeavor to reach goals within a finite time by setting deadlines. Deadlines are key. A woman says, "I'm pregnant." Everybody gets excited. The next question that happens is, when is the baby coming? When are you due? That due date. A woman is not really pregnant until she has a due date. Now, sometimes the baby may come a little before the due date, a little after the due date, but there is a target of the when it's projected to happen. In the case of a woman carrying a baby in the womb, that basic gestation period is, quote unquote, 9 months. And so around that 9 months, the baby will generally, sometimes there are preemies, but we're talking about the overall general time frame is 9 months. Sometimes it's a week early, sometimes it's 2 weeks late, but it's right in that zone of that target deadline. So even if you have to shift your goals a little bit, like for example, being a part of the Change Book Project number 14, you know, when I said yes to this project and now, quote unquote, woohoo, I'm pregnant, the producers gave deadlines. And if you didn't have your chapter submitted by a specific time, you may have said, woohoo, I'm pregnant, but you missed your opportunity because the train was going to continue to go down the tracks with or without you. And so I want you to know that in order for me, for example, to be able to, I had to come up with a chapter. I had to do my due diligence behind the scenes. I couldn't just say, yes, I'm going to be a part of this project, and I use this as an illustration, because this is a very recent occurrence in Coach Adams' life that I'm proud and happy to share with you, that I had to go through this process of what I'm sharing with you. One, I had to envision my participation. I had to outline my plans associated with the targets and deadlines. I had to be committed. In that commitment, I had to sacrifice in certain areas to make sure that I did my due diligence, the writing didn't just happen. The editing didn't just happen. I have to say thank you, Miss Regina, for your loyal, faithful support. All of these details had to happen and then it be submitted to meet the deadline for it to convert to the next level. But if I didn't do those details, I wouldn't be able to say today and have it in hand and excitedly say, woohoo, I'm in this, it's in print, it's finished, and it's available. So know that you have to be disciplined in that process. You have to have your strategies. Remember, our S was for strategies, and we said that with that, the keys to effective goal setting is you have to envision. You have to have that clarity is so crucial. You have to see it and be specific with those details, whatever that may be, personally or professionally. In this envisioning, I encourage you to be still and know. Sit and have some quiet time, as we discussed earlier. Use pictures and images. Use vision boards to support you in this process. And let me just share with you three types of basic vision boards. One is, I know exactly what I want. You're very clear. Maybe it's a specific car. You know, you're clear. You have the picture of that car. It's on your vision board. Maybe it is a type of, if you're not married yet and you're looking to get married, you have a picture of the ring that you desire. You have a picture of the book project. You have a picture of whatever it is, the business logo, so on and so forth. So you know exactly what you want. Your vision is clear. This opening and allowing vision board, which is number two, is I'm not really sure. And so with this opening and allowing, just start picking up magazines and allow the images to speak to you. And as the images speak to you and begin to unfold, as you see different things that you connect with it because you're open and you're allowing the process to happen, you now are getting some support in what you need to crystallize the vision. It'll then become more clear. So just embrace the process. Have fun with it. Get your big board. Get some magazines and have fun with it. Then there's also, as we're talking about, the three types of vision boards in our Shape Up series and these keys to effective goal setting and visioning, and this is a tool that we can use for that. The number one is I know exactly what I want vision board. The number two is the opening and allowing vision board. The number three, highlighting and or a specific area, a specific event. You're highlighting a specific area or an event. For example, maybe you are highlighting your big milestone birthday, a milestone event, whatever that may look like. So it's a theme-focused board. Make sense? Three types of vision boards. I know exactly what I want. My vision is clear. I'm open and allowing this process. I'm not really sure. And a theme-based specific board highlighting a specific area or a specific event. So we've talked about all of these various areas that are key with strategizing. That's what we're still focused in on, and we're giving you some sub points around this process of the importance of having a plan, having a blueprint, guidelines, strategies in place. We're talking about specifically in this moment the keys to effective goal setting. We said, number one, we have to envision it. Number two, I must have my plan, write the vision, and make it plain. Include with that writing the vision and making it plain, include action steps. and scheduled timelines. For example, if your goal is to lose 50 pounds, you want to set, one, a realistic goal. It is not realistic unless you're having bypass surgery for someone to, generally speaking, to lose 50 pounds in 1 month. It has been stated by industry professionals that healthy weight loss that is sustainable is 2 to 4 pounds lost a month. I'm sorry, not a month, 2 to 4 pounds a week. And so when you average that, it's 8 to 16 pounds a month, depending on your progression of weight loss. So if you lose 2 pounds each week, it's 8, and so on and so forth. So when you have a goal, for example, of 50 pounds, and you say, I want to lose 50 pounds in 1 month, that is not a good plan. And if you say, I want to lose 50 pounds in 1 month, and I'm not going to get moving, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing, I'm not going to shift my eating habits, that is not a vision that will support you in a win. A vision that's going to support you in a win, it's going to cost you some things. Whenever I'm more delicious, I know it's because I've been enjoying more on my plate. In order for me to lose some of that deliciousness, I have to sacrifice and push some of those yummy yummies away. Maybe you're not moving, you got to get moving. So I want you to see that, and I use this again because this is a struggle that Coach Adams endures, this up and down yo-yo weight situation. So keys to effective goal setting, and I hope you get it. I didn't mean to like hit a dead horse and all of that. I don't want anyone to feel like, why is she staying on that? Because it's something that most people can relate to. Statistically, as Americans, we are an overweight society. So this is an area, maybe you don't struggle in this area, but most do. But take what I'm saying and apply it in the area that you need it in, and above all, get the point. So plan, write the vision and make it plain. Include action steps and scheduled timelines. Have a commitment. Be committed to your plan. So it's not just enough to have a plan. You have to have a commitment. And your why is more important than your how. If you're a regular listener of Motivational Mondays, you've heard me say this on more than one occasion, because the why is more important than how. Why this particular goal? Why am I selecting this vision? And the why is so important is because if, for example, it's just about with a vision and you're starting the business and it's like, it's all about the money. That's it. Just need the money. That's it. Period. Nothing else. The money. Okay. When the money is not there, then what? Will you still have the passion for it? So that why is significant. You have to have a greater cause. It can't just be about the money. Even with weight loss, it can't just be, I want to get into the bikini. It has to be more, because that may not motivate you enough. So you have to, maybe it's being healthier, whatever that may look like for you, being more vibrant. I don't know. I can't tell you your why. But you have to know your why. In addition, we have to develop. Know your target and set milestones along the way. Let me give you a very cute acronym for goal setting, SMART goals. This helps me all the time. SMART, S-M-A-R-T. SMART goals are specific, SMART goals are measurable. SMART goals attainable. SMART goals are relevant. SMART goals are time bound. Specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time bound. So if you don't have your SMART goals in place, you're going to have to reevaluate. This is tools that will support you in having clear strategies and having that clear blueprint. You have to have that clear blueprint. I want you to know that we're going to offer this opportunity for those of you that are listening in to join in the discussion, to ask questions. This is the time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Don't be shy. We love the interactivity. Ask a question, make a comment. Maybe you have some insight around strategies and what we've talked about so far in our Shape Up series and our Shape acronym. The dial-in number, because if you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. You can't just press 1 on your keypad. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Don't be shy. You're tuned in. Get a greater richness. Interact with us today. Don't be shy. Meanwhile, we're going to continue in our Shape Up series and giving you some richness around our SHAPE acronym. Now, are you clear on the S? You're probably thinking, Coach Adams, how could we not be? You spent the majority of this time talking about the S. Okay, I got it. So, our H. Our H is our heart. And we're not talking about the muscle that's pumping blood through our bodies. We are specifically talking about what you are passionate about, that strong, compelling emotion that you are passionate about. That is what we're talking about when we're looking at and talking about your heart. And so your goals, you have to be passionate on your journey. Like, I am absolutely passionate about empowering others. I genuinely love Mondays because it's an opportunity to empower you, our global listening audience, one of the opportunities. And so I want you to know that whatever it is, you have to be passionate about it. You have to have that strong, compelling emotion and fueling that fire. Because that is what's going to keep you going when the money is not there, for example. When you're in a leaner season, when you're in a drought, when things are not going the way that you desire for them, it has to be something greater. And so when you tap into what you are passionate about, that makes the world of difference on your journey. And so when we're talking about and relating to shaping up, you have to have strategy. You have to have clear strategies. We said the battle begins before the battle in the mind. You have to be able to see it. We talked a lot about and laid the foundation around strategies, the significance of envisioning and planning and having a commitment and all of those various layers associated with the significance of having a clear blueprint that now I see the target and I can now progress towards the target. with that, I need to know what I am passionate about. Why is significant? We said this is so key. I need to know why. Your why connects you to what you are passionate about. If you're just existing, there is no passion. You have to find what you are passionate about. Make sense? Again, our lines are open. Would love to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Don't be shy. Press 1. Engage, participate, play in the sandbox. I promise I won't bite. Would love to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. You still have time. If you're on your electronic device, you must dial in 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Again, our lines are open, and we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in today's discussion. So, we've dealt with our S, we've dealt with our H, we've dealt with our A. The A is so significant and so key, and this is one that is literally smack dab in the middle of our acronym. Attitude. Ooh, attitude. Attitude, do you know that your attitude shapes your thoughts? And the question is, when we're talking about attitude, because your attitude shapes your thoughts, you have to ask yourself, how do I really feel about my vision? How do I really feel about my goals? To thine own self, as Shakespeare would say, to thine own self be true. And this is so key, because if you don't come to the realization of what your attitude is, your attitude may be counterproductive to what you're saying you desire, and because of your attitude, you're speaking words that are shaping, that are becoming a deposit into your emotional bank account, and these words are shaping your attitude. And so you're not feeling like you can achieve your goals. You're not feeling like, because of your attitude. You know, I often make the reference, is your glass half empty or half full? Are you an optimist or a pessimist? Because this attitude is key. Are you saying I can? Remember we opened with I can or I cannot. Are you saying I can or are you saying I can't? If you're saying I can't, you need to do an attitude check, because your attitude shapes your thoughts. Your attitude shapes your thoughts. What is your attitude? Do a check-in. As you're looking at your attitude, recognize the words that you put in the atmosphere. Because as we stated earlier, words are vibrations. And when we release a word, I can, I can't, we give life to that. And now it becomes a seed sown in our emotional bank account. And we have the responsibility to assess the words that we are speaking. So I have to filter and process my words, understanding that my words are going to become a deposit that I am making into someone else's emotional bank account. And if I am negative, then I will have the ability to plant a seed of negativity. If I begin to doubt their vision, then I can now plant a seed of doubt into their emotional bank account. So I have a dual responsibility, the power of words. Don't hesitate to email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com to inquire about getting your copy of The Change, book number 13, to hear more around the power of words and Coach Adams' contribution to this collaborative project, The Change. So your words, that your responsibility is to be mindful of the words that you speak, that you release and give life to, but you also have the responsibility to guard the words that you allow to be deposited. A way in which I've learned to guard my visions, my hope, is that I hold them close. And I don't always speak what may be stirring, because I don't want others to be in a position where now they can speak a word that would cause me to question, a word of negativity, a word of doubt. So oftentimes I'll hold it close so that I am in a stronger position to process through the journey. Everyone cannot handle your vision. And so know that you have to do an attitude check. And if your attitude is negative, maybe it's the words, not necessarily that you've been speaking, but maybe it's the people you've been around that you've allowed to be in your circle of trust, and the words that they are speaking have been planted into your emotional bank account, and another person speaks a word that now waters that word. So know that your attitude shapes your thoughts, and you have to determine, how do I feel? How do I really feel about my vision? Do I feel I can, or do I feel I cannot? So as we do a quick summary on what we covered today, and we will pick this up in part two of our Shape Up series, as we are shaping up to win here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspire Media for you, as we prepare to wrap up. How did we start today? And I hope you leave with this vibrating in your ear, in your heart, and on your mind. I am a winner. I am a winner. Woo! I am a doer. I am a doer. I am an achiever. I am an achiever. I want to remind you of that as we prepare to close out today. We said the battle's in the mind, that my mindset is key, and I have to prepare for the battle before the battle. And it is based on the words that have such power that are released. I can, or I cannot, or I cannot. Impossible versus possible. We covered three areas in our SHAPE acronym, our S, our H, our A, and we'll pick it up next week. Our S is for strategies. We talked a lot around goals, what is a goal, envisioning, planning, vision boards, the significance of a commitment and development, SMART goals. Our H is our heart. We talked about the significance of understanding what we are passionate about, not that muscle pumping blood through our bodies, but that strong, compelling emotion known as our passion. Our attitude was our last that we're talking about today. Our A, attitude shapes your thoughts and is also based on the words that have been deposited, and it is important for you to evaluate how you feel around your vision and goals, and that is your journey work today. Determine how you truly feel around your visions and goals. I want to thank you, our faithful global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for you. We would love to continue the dialogue. We have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum that is an open group, so feel free, if you're not already a part of the group, to add yourself so that we can continue this dialogue. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I want you to be reminded that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you. And if you want more information, you can email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you can call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. You're always welcome to visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you on next week in our Shape Up series as we continue giving you a weekly dose of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I coach and you win. Thank you for tuning in.